Hi, everybody. Welcome back here for another bite-sized political podcast. And I want to talk to you about the thing that I believe has been the key driver of COVID-19. And it's not a virus, it's the media. And first up, I want to play you a lovely little 30-second or so cartoon, which makes a point really well. Listen to this.
Hey, I haven't seen you in ages. What's new?
I had COVID. I was homesick for like 2 weeks.
Oh, sounds rough.
It was horrible. Can you imagine how much worse it could have been if I wasn't fully vaccinated?
Yeah, I had COVID last week.
You did? But you didn't get the vaccine. Why are you still alive?
Yeah, I was pretty bad for like a night. My shell got super sweaty. Oh, imagine how much worse it could have been if I watched TV.
And the turtle and the rabbit. It's on my getter feed if you want to actually watch it. But it makes a point superbly well. It makes a point that, and I know this from personal experience, the people I know who have been, who have had what they call COVID and been worst, and we've been worst affected, have been the triple jabbed. They really have been. I know family members that this applies to. Whereas those who have had nothing, they've had maybe a 24-hour, 48 infection. It could be anything. It most likely wasn't COVID, but then I don't know exactly what is COVID, because the symptoms of COVID are the same as the symptoms of the flu, of the cold, of hay fever, you name it. Symptoms are fundamentally the same, so there's no real way of knowing, and the tests don't differentiate. But there is a point in this one that people have been and continue to be educated and propagandized by the media into thinking that, you know, if they lose their sense of smell or if they cough or they sneeze, then the first thought is, I might have COVID. And that's so effective. That's so effective. I know lots of otherwise sane, intelligent people who, if any of those things happen to them, that's their first thought. Their first thought is, have I got the deadly virus? Instead of the first thought being, oh, I just sneezed, or oh, I just lost my sense of smell or taste for a day or so, whatever. Or, you know, I've had a 24-hour bug. These things happen, such is life. But the media has spent so much time over the last couple of years shoving this down people's throat into their brains that they just naturally assume if they're not feeling well, it's probably COVID. And so the best antidote to that is not to watch the media. That's why I tune out from the mainstream media almost entirely. I consider it to be unhealthy, not just over COVID-19, mind you, but over, if you want to understand what's happening in Ukraine, do not follow the mainstream media. You know, if you want to understand what's happening with the Earth's climate, do not follow the mainstream media. The mainstream media, I was going to say it's changed, but arguably it's always been there. But it's just so obvious in 2022. The mainstream media exists to propagandize on behalf of whatever the current thing is, so to speak. So if the current thing is, well, you know, Zelensky's a hero, Hitler's Putin, that's what you're going to get manifest 24/7 in the media. That's just what you get. If the narrative is, oh, there's a new deadly strain of COVID, that's what you're going to get. If the mainstream media is, oh, well, we need to get more people to take jabs, then the mainstream media will run stories, the objective of which is people should end up taking jabs. And so that's the purpose of the mainstream media. So that's why I'm saying it's more dangerous than any virus we have, because we all get viruses, and that's life. That's if you believe viruses exist, by the way, as opposed to the terrain, the terrain versus the germ theory. I am familiar with those arguments as well. But if you go on the basis that there's such a thing as viruses or bugs or bacteria, whatever you want to go on, and you get them from time to time, yeah, of course you do. And then you get over them. Of course you do. Some people can be very, very unlucky, of course. And, you know, you can't generalize and say 100% of all people, 100% of the time, get over these things. You can't say that. But that's with regard to, you know, potentially any infection they take, anything that goes wrong can become more complicated in a particular individual. It's really sad when it happens, mind you. And it does happen from time to time. But that's, you know, the 0.0001%. And whilst it's very sad in the individual, it doesn't really matter in the greater scheme of things. But what the media does is it takes that 0.0001, blows it up, and people start thinking, oh my God, at any moment I could keel over and die. And that's because they're sitting there, mouth open, watching the mainstream media, the news, 24/7. And this has been a feature, I guess, of the past 20, 30 years. I mean, I can remember back, way back when I was young, you know, you got to see the news maybe once a day or twice a day, and that was it. And if you missed the news, that was it. But in this age of 24/7, the interzooms and all of that, then you don't get away from it. You know, it's really hard to insulate yourself from the propaganda. But I think if you do, what happens is you become a happier person. You become much more self-fulfilled. You become much more aware of what they're doing. You can see. And basically, I suppose, in summary, you've been awakened. You see the world as it is. Now, that's not necessarily a great thing. I mean, some friends of mine, we talk about, well, wouldn't it be better if we were asleep and we couldn't see what's going on? You know, we couldn't see fundamentally the globalist plan to enslave us all. It would be better if we lived in ignorance. But I always say, no, it's not. No, ignorance is not a default position that you should ever aspire to. Knowing the truth might be tough, but it does set you free, mentally free, because you're seeing the world, as I say, with a 20/20 vision, and you're able to ascertain exactly what they're doing. I don't want to be a zombie. I don't want to be one of those people walking around in blissful ignorance, or even worse, people walking around who have been entirely propagandized by the media and they don't know it, so they consume even more media. And so they're like a junkie. They're hooked on something that's really bad for them. And that's why I guess platforms like this exist as well. We are not, I am not someone who can be on the media. The mainstream media, I'm incompatible with the mainstream media. The views that I hold, which I think, by the way, millions also share, are not welcome by the mainstream media. But in a sense, and this might sound grandiose, but that makes people like me the antidote to the mainstream media. Thank you so much for listening.